From NPR News, this is Day to Day. In Texas, a big media company is selling off its newspaper holdings to concentrate on its TV business. The company is called Belo. John Dimsdale is here now from Marketplace. And John, tell us more about Belo and why it's doing this.
Well, Belo's basically two businesses. It owns 20 TV stations and three big newspapers, including the Dallas Morning News and the Providence Journal. With newspapers everywhere losing ad revenue, Belo has decided that the managers of each division should concentrate on what they do best. And this could be the beginning of a trend. Other joint newspaper broadcast owners, some of them pretty big, Scripps and Tribune, have been thinking about doing this. Belo's a prime candidate to pioneer the trend since its TV and newspaper holdings are about equal in size and therefore presumably self-sustaining each on their own.
So is this yet another death knell? We've been hearing a lot about newspapers in trouble. Is this yet another example of that newspapers are not doing so well?
Well, yeah. Although I would have thought that it'd be better to keep the TV revenue in the same company to prop up the ailing newspaper side. So I put that question to veteran newspaper analyst John Morton.
Strictly from the point of view of an owner who wasn't worried about Wall Street, sure, it would be good to have television to help back up newspapers in a time of struggle, but not from the point of view of Wall Street. Institutional investors would rather have a pure play on television, which they're going to be getting under this split, that wouldn't be dragged down by newspapers.
So Morton says that, you know, this is the latest response from newspaper companies, which, as you say, have really been struggling, losing readers and suffering inroads from all the competition for news from the internet.
And what else are newspapers doing to deal with the declining profits?
There's a story in the New York Times today about newspapers downsizing their geographic reach. Belo's Dallas Morning News, for example, has stopped distributing beyond 100-mile radius of Dallas. John Morton says that papers are becoming much more local in nature, and that's being driven by advertisers.
Because the fact is that local newspapers make almost all of their profit from the core local market and its advertisers. And these advertisers aren't interested in circulation, you know, 50 or 100 miles away. So from an economic point of view, it makes sense for newspapers to pull back.
But Morton says that there is a downside. There used to be these regional powerhouse newspapers, like in Atlanta or Des Moines or Minneapolis, and they're losing their influence in their regions. The vacuum is being filled by online news gathering sites, which are obviously, you know, that's a much more splintered audience. Morton laments that an old style of region-based influential journalism is being lost with this trend.
Well, thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.